provide information and things that, you know, might be keen to just remember, you know, leading into the Olympics. And the Olympics is really, it's interesting because it's such a distract, there's so many distractions. You can be in the village and be completely starstruck and awestruck and then have to play an hour later. You know, you see the most, all the best athlete in the world 1 minute and then have to play against another one. It's bizarre. It's, I can't even explain it. Like the opening ceremony one night and play at 9 o'clock the next morning, like in 2000. It was, there's so many distractions. And I think it's a really fine line of juggling it as an athlete. And for basketball in particular, we play the entire 2 weeks. Like we have to do the whole tournament. So it's, the girls will enjoy it for themselves, and if they want an ear, they've got an ear, and if they want words of wisdom, I'm not sure I've got words of wisdom, but I think that I can definitely, you know, help out.
Did you win that game at 9 o'clock the next morning?
Oh God, yeah, we did. That was in Sydney.
Yeah.
We played Poland, so yeah, but I'll never forget, you know, walking out there in 2000, that was just a dream come true, but again, it was in Sydney, and I'll never forget that.
Is that a lesson for if you've got a 9 o'clock game the morning after?
Well, see, it was different too in Sydney. We had to wait the entire time until we got out on the court, in the stadium. So, you know, and I remember just being, and that's the only, actually, let me just be careful. I'll start that with, I haven't walked since, much since. But Sydney was very special because we, the USA, Australia were going at it back and forth in that big gym and, oh my God, it was just, it was amazing. Anyway, I think it's going to be very similar with Great Britain, you know, because of our rivalry with England. People from that side, but I think it's going to be quite exciting.
Yeah, is that a bit of a danger game in a way, coming up against them in the group stage?
Definitely. Every game is going to be a danger game technically, but with them for sure. A lot of Australians are playing for Great Britain.
Natalie Stafford.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Tom's he's a great coach, you know, there's no doubt about it, but I think that we're just going to go and do our own thing. You know, we've got these 3 months now to prepare and get ready for that first game. And, yeah, we're going to go in confident. So, yep, there's a rivalry there, but it's, yeah, we're going to be our usual open selves.
And, Kerry, you worked hard to help in this camp about how important it is.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've had two sessions. One of those, a light shooting session, a breakdown session, and the first team session. The first session of a camp's always, you know, the nerves are high, the expectation, the anticipation. So, you know, we're embarking on the start. We haven't had all these people together since the World Championships. You know, there's going to be at least five different players from that World Championship team. So it's really somewhat of a new beginning, a bit of a rebirth for us. You know, there's going to be a lot of different people on this team that we had the World Championships through. Retirement, pregnancy, injury, you know, so it's, we're embarking on a new space, so there's still some organics that go with that, how this team's going to come together, what we need, so it's really in the, you know, in a lot of ways embryonic in terms of the chemistry of this particular team and the selection of the team, so, you know, maybe ask me that at the end of this week and we'll have a better sense of where we think it's the direction's heading, but, you know, like I said, exciting to have the group together and what we've got ahead of us, you know, I think it's, you know, time together is the key to team performance and we've got that on our side now, so it's about getting the work done, having the right focus, having the right preparation, and having everyone on the same page. And I think that's critical to team performance, and particularly for an Opals team against some of the world talent we're going up. We've got to play like a great team. It's not about Lauren Jackson carrying the team. It's not about veteran group carrying the team. It's about team performance, and with time we can put that together.
Jenna, how are you progressing?
Well, thank you. Really excited to be here. It's my first Olympic campaign, and you drew about it since you were a little girl, so it's just a really exciting time and I'm just trying to take all of this ride.
Is it difficult to not get overawed, I guess, by the hype surrounding the Olympics?
I try not to think about it too much. I'm just trying to take it day by day and get all our training done, and it's exciting now to be in with the girls and, you know, be surrounded by everyone else, so you're not just dealing with it by yourself. But definitely, yeah, trying to keep a lid on things, and the team's still not picked for a while, so can't think too far ahead.
Have you given much thought to that sort of moment of selection and, you know, should it go your way, that sort of sense of having to pinch yourself because it's so surreal?
I'm pinching myself just being, you know, eligible able to make the team. So if it does happen that I make the 12, then it'll be a dream come true, and I definitely be pinching and sucking myself to make sure it's not a dream. But yeah, just really excited to be a part of the Olympic campaign, because you know there's only 19 of us here in the whole of Australia, so it's very humbling.
When you come into a camp, I mean, obviously, you know, you're vying for personal selection, but also the team chemistry is a huge part, and you've got to do what you can for that group. So how do you utilise the 3 weeks? What's your mental preparation for that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, learn to play with all the girls. You know, I played with Lauren at the 2010 World Championship, but we haven't played with each other since. So it's really important to be able to play with the other girls in the team, because I think that goes a long way into making the final team, if you can play with the likes of Lauren and the likes of Liz Cambidge and Christy Harrower and players like that. So, you know, I'm just trying to learn off everyone and see what their tendencies are and really work off them.
The Opals are one of the teams that go to every Olympic campaign with expectations. Do you feel like joining a squad like that, you sort of have to wear some of that burden as well?
Yes and no. You know, I think they're external pressures. I just try and, you know, take it in my stride, and if, you know, we can get all this chemistry down pat in these next 3 weeks and really come together as a team, and, you know, we'll be able to play the best we can, and I think that's the most important thing.
What's the vibe like when you've got, you know, everyone seems to be pretty close, and then knowing that not everyone can get through, is there any tension in that situation?
I don't think so. We're all here for the greater cause of the Opals, you know, doing the best that they can. Yeah, we're all vying against each other, but at the end of the day, we're all here to make each other better and to get the best 12 heading to London. So you need to put those things aside and, you know, do everything you can to make this team great.
Thanks, Ash.